Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Hiring slowdown in the month of October. U.S. employers added just 12,000 jobs last month, a month after adding more than 220,000. The Labor Department says thousands of workers lost their jobs in the hurricanes, and the Boeing strike affecting 33,000 machinists is also having an impact on those numbers. Days before the election, the Department of Homeland Security says Russia, China, and Iran are spreading misinformation on the safety of voting.
They want to sow and stoke partisan discord. They want to pit Americans against each other, and they are looking for any opportunities to create rage.
Jen Easterly, Director of Cybersecurity and Infrastructure at DHS. Kamala Harris and Donald Trump will host dueling rallies within 7 miles of one another this evening. Both those rallies in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, a state won in 2016 but lost in 2020 by Donald Trump. Death toll from extreme flooding in Spain up to 205.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
This is 92.7 WMDX News. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Talk to your loved ones this weekend. Have they voted already? Do they have a plan to vote on Tuesday? The involvement of family and friends can greatly increase someone's ability to vote. If they don't have a ride, the Urban League of Greater Madison is offering free rides to the polls on Tuesday. Or you can help them schedule an Uber or a Lyft. Each of them has a special button that says Go Vote on their homepages where you get a discount. Out-of-state students face additional hurdles in registering to vote and using their home state-issued ID. Kristen Hansen works with Common Cause in Wisconsin. They help students vote.
If we're going to have a voter ID law, and the purpose of the law is to identify a person's name, who they are, match their photo to their name, then I don't see why it has to be a limited number of IDs that are acceptable.
Molly Ford is a senior at UW-Madison. She's an out-of-state student. 2 years ago, she voted in the general election. She almost missed one of her finals because when she was trying to vote, she had to go back to her dorm for different documents after she had already stood in line a while.
My friend that was in the class was like, "You're crazy. I would have just not done that." And I was like, "Well, it was important to me to vote in this election."
For students who need help figuring out how to vote, we have a story on our homepage. You can just head to WMDXradio.com. It's official. Wisconsin's first electric garbage trucks now have names. The city of Madison started contests to name the two vehicles. Residents got to vote on the finalists. So drumroll, please. The new trash trucks are named Trash Gordon and Vin No Diesel. They're quieter, they're better for the environment, and they're more efficient. Now Trash Gordon and Vin No Diesel are officially part of the street fleet, so you can keep an eye out for them on garbage day. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Check out our legislative voter guide at civicmedia.us. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX News.
The Bucks' losing streak continues. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks won their season opener in Philadelphia. Since then, they've lost four in a row, this time in Memphis, to the Grizzlies, 122-99. So what do they need to do to get out of this slump? Brooke Lopez.
We need a little energy, someone to wake us up, yell at us, pick us up, whatever it is. We're going to figure this out eventually, you know? We're going to be a different team in March.
The Bucks host the Cavaliers tomorrow night. College football, the Badgers on the road tomorrow night against the Hawkeyes. Kickoff at 6:30. Iowa favored by 3 points. NFL, the Packers host the Lions Sunday. Jordan Love dealing with that groin injury. Safety, Xavier McKinney, who leads the league in interceptions, named the NFC Defensive Player of the Month, Coach Jeff Hafley.
When you play good defense together and you have success and you win games, guys are going to get rewarded, and he deserves to be rewarded. He, in my opinion, is the best safety in the NFL.
That's the Packers defensive coordinator, Jeff Hafley, with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
It is going to be partly cloudy today with a high in the mid to upper 40s this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy, will drop into the low to mid 30s. Tomorrow, sunshine, warmer, mid to upper 50s, and then we have more rain on the way Sunday, Monday into Tuesday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 36.
It's time to get out the truth about Eric Hovde. Hovde made his money the old-fashioned way. He inherited it. How can he relate or make decisions for us? Now he's the CEO of a billion-dollar bank in California and a huge landlord. people like Eric Hovde, the rich pay less, and we pay the price. I'm not a political person. I'm a mom. I would never vote for a person like Eric Hovde.
Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Action, abwt-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Todd Alba joins us. Hey, Todd.
We're here in front of the Bonham Theater to talk entertainment. Todd forgot his battery pack. We are running off of Todd's truck engine.
I don't want to rub salt in the wound, but if your travel budget got cut, I'm just wondering if it coincided. All of a sudden, I got like a 10 grand a week per diem. I don't know if that is related.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, could there be winds of change blowing through the northern part of Wisconsin? We'll talk to Kyle Kilborn running against Tom Tiffany. Join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 11. A new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show. Freedom, freedom, I can't move. Freedom, cut me loose. Yeah. Freedom, freedom, where are you? Cause I need freedom too. I break chains all by myself. Won't let my freedom ride in hell. Hey, I'ma keep on running cause the winner don't quit on themselves.
The former president, Donald Trump's remark about women and whether they like it or not. And listen, it's just, it actually is, I think, very offensive to women in terms of not understanding their agency, their authority, their right, and their ability to make decisions about their own lives, including their own bodies. And this is just the latest on a series of reveals by the former president of how he thinks about women and their agency.
Yep. Madam President.
Whether he has said, as he has, that women should be punished for their choices, whether he has talked about his pride in taking away a fundamental right from women, whether it be how he has actually created a situation in America where now one in three women lives in a Trump abortion ban state and has legal restrictions on the right she rightly should have to make decisions about her own body.
Is November coming? I know who we can ask. Why?
So,
look who's here. It's Lavora Barnes. We just had Ernie Hudson on. Lavora, thanks so much for the Hometown Project. He's out there representing in Michigan, his home state. Can I just say that is such a smart idea to hook up well-known
so
people.
Smart.
Right,
with so smart. And I love that they're doing it, and I love that they're focusing down ballot. The stuff at the top of the ticket is so important. But everybody pays attention to the top of the ticket.
That's right.
But Ernie and the other folks with the Hometown Project are very focused on down ballot here in Michigan. It's our state Supreme Court and, of course, our state House candidates. And they get to talk about the candidate running in the district where they grew up. I think it's a terrific program.
Yeah.
I love it.
My friend, his fake girlfriend, Lily Tomlin, also a Michigan gal, Detroit gal, is out there. Yeah.
Yeah. Everybody. Yeah, she's done videos.
I mean, everybody I know, including me, I've never phone banked before. I phone banked this year. I did postcards. I mean, people. We have, you know, our dear 80-year-old friend, Dr. Redlener's out there with his wife door knocking. I mean, everybody I know, I think, has taken Michelle Obama seriously, don't you think, to do something this time?
This is different. And, you know, I've been doing this work for a minute. I've seen lots of cycles. I was in the Obama cycles. I saw all of that enthusiasm. This is different.
Yeah.
This is like people are operating as though their democracy is at stake and they have a stake in saving it. And they are not letting anything go unturned, which means they're showing up in states where they don't live. We've got people here in Michigan from all over the country willing to knock doors and talk to our voters about the importance of this election. And I'm amazed. I'm awed by it. But I'm so proud of this country and these people who are really, truly stepping up to save democracy.
I've heard that so many times, Lavora, just the energy of 2008 when we elected our first black president with the anger of women and what happened to Hillary and the misogyny in 2016 and Roe v. Wade as the vice president was talking about being overturned, I think is powering this movement. That is a movement and not a moment. And you and I were talking off air is how do you go to Detroit and say Detroit is horrible, right? You said this guy just doesn't get what Michigan's all about after trashing our city and insulting our hardworking neighbors again. This guy's coming back to try to trick us into voting for him. It's hard to believe you could surgically insult so many groups of people, right?
Exactly. Over and over again. Everybody except, of course, himself, right? He takes absolute no responsibility for anything or anything he says or anything that he does, but very quickly points at other folks and says horrible, ridiculous things about people. And yeah, stood in the city of Detroit and insulted the city. And you know what? Detroiters don't play that, right? Yeah. And so the fact that he did it, we've now seen a surge in voting, in early voting in Detroit. It came right after that ridiculous rally at Madison Square Garden. I think a lot of people are seeing the hate, seeing the words sort of thrown in their face this time because they've made it their closing argument, right? Yeah. Our closing argument from the Republican candidate for president is, we don't like you.
Yeah.
That's the closing argument. And folks are saying, all right, then I'm going to vote and I'm not voting for you.
And in 2024, you're like, really? Black people and watermelon jokes? Are you kidding?
Right.
I mean, it's just, they act like the Puerto Rican thing was the only thing. I mean, it was just okay.
Yeah, it was a litany, one after the other, one group after the other, and one speaker after the other. It wasn't just that one comedian who's I've never heard of. It wasn't just that guy. It was one speaker after another, and then Trump called it a love fest.
Yeah,
that's a love fest.
And this is And this is before yesterday when he called on Liz Cheney to be shot in the face by a firing squad.
Right.
I mean,
by firing squad.
I think
I've never seen anything like it. I honestly, Stephanie, I think it's political malpractice. Whoever is advising this man should never get a job in politics again, because I don't understand, like, what room did they sit in and decide that this is the way they wanted to close out this election cycle?
But Lavore, I think that's the biggest story. I don't think it's not advisors. He's clearly unwell. He's clearly in cognitive decline. He is mentally unwell. I don't know how many psychiatrists, doctors can warn us, military leaders, I mean, economists. You were talking about Trump started a riot to stop black voters' ballots from being counted in Detroit in 2020. Ernie and I were just talking about, you know, Trump's very subtle dog whistle. Like when he says Detroit, we know you mean, or Chicago, we know you mean black.
That's exactly right. It's not even subtle, Stephanie. It's a straight up, like, we know what you mean. And they have come ever closer every time to actually saying it, to actually just straight up saying, we don't think black people should be able to vote because they won't vote for me and because he doesn't think they have the capacity to vote. The fact that the man can say with a straight face that he doesn't think Kamala Harris is a smart person says a lot about what he thinks about people of color and women. Yeah. Because this is very clearly, very obviously to anyone who's paying attention, a brilliant woman. And the fact that he can say it with a straight face tells you a lot about what he thinks about all of us.
Yeah, yeah. Let's talk about auto workers for a minute. So United Auto Workers President Sean Fain called for working class unity against Trump in the final stretch, warning Trump would serve the interests of his own class and embolden the nation's executive to intensify their decades-long war on the labor movement. Do you feel like auto workers get it in Michigan? First of all, none of Trump's promises, none of anything he ever promised happened, right?
No, over and over again, he comes in Michigan, he stands here, he makes promises about how he's going to bring jobs, how he's going to save jobs. While he was president, jobs went running right out of Michigan, and it's because of him and his policies. I do think that auto workers get it, and I think that it's helpful that their leader, Sean Fain, is such a terrific communicator and such a terrific spokesman for their rights, what they need, what they believe, and frankly, what he knows Kamala Harris and a Kamala Harris administration would do to support auto workers, as opposed to what Donald Trump has done, shown himself. We've seen exactly who he is and what he would do if we let him back in. I think, you know, we're hearing about auto workers, you know, knocking doors to talk to other auto workers, knocking doors to talk to other voters about the importance of this election. folks are working hard, and I think that our folks here in Michigan get the assignment.
Yeah, I understand the assignment, exactly. Yeah. Well, all right, yeah. So there's, I'm sure as you know, there's like two headlines that make us happy and then two that are going to give us gastrointestinal distress. Which would you like to start?
Well, we're going to do it all. Let's start with the bad and go to the good.
Well, you know, okay. Oh, all right, I will do that then.
Okay.
CNN spoke to a reporter who about his latest investigation into robocalls in Wisconsin and Michigan that are working to boost Jill Stein on behalf of Donald Trump. Oh, God, this is like a bad acid flashback from 2016. The robocalls do not come from Jill Stein. They come from Republicans, but are targeting Democrats in Michigan and Wisconsin, telling them to vote for Stein instead of Harris. Our poll shows Stein with a 1-2% of the vote in Michigan and Wisconsin. That's a margin that could decide the race, as Hillary Clinton learned. Okay, so that would be the gastrointestinal distress.
Indeed.
Yeah.
I have to say, one thing that I am so pleased about is that this campaign, the Harris campaign, doesn't let anything go, even half a news cycle, without responding to it. Yeah. And they are very quick to get back to this. And now they've got ads running about Jill Stein, because it's important for folks to understand who Jill Stein is. Jill Stein is not an alternative to Donald Trump. She's just a different version of Donald Trump. And she's there to pull these votes away from Kamala Harris. And for folks who are trying to figure out, like, I don't want to vote for Trump, but I want to vote for someone else, a vote for anyone else is a vote for Trump.
That's right.
If you want to stop Donald Trump, the only way to do that is to vote for Kamala Harris.
Yeah, I was glad that Bernie Sanders wrote a great piece about, you know, Gaza and about why you must vote for Kamala Harris. I've said it over and over, Lavore. If you vote for Jill Stein, if you stay home, if you vote for Trump, you are voting for the total genocide of the Palestinian people.
That is exactly right. Yeah. That is exactly right.
So CNN's Harry Enten, who's a little all over the place, I got to say, says the signs that Kamala Harris is going to win are clear as day. He said the signs are as clear as day. The number one sign is Harris, simply put, is more popular than Donald Trump. Her net favorable rating is higher than Trump. 16 times the more popular candidate has won in past elections. And he also said, with abortion being a much bigger issue this time around than historically speaking when it was in 2022, Democrats did historically well. Perhaps Democrats will surprise a lot of folks and do historically well come Tuesday. That's my sense. And again, I veer between really optimistic and terrified. I think we all are there a little bit.
I think that's where we all are. And I think that, you know, for me, the best antidote to the terrified is watching what's happening on the ground here in Michigan, is talking to my friend Ben Wickler about what's happening in Wisconsin, is even talking to Anderson Clayton in North Carolina about what's happening. Like, this feels different than anything we felt before. We hear what people are saying about the polls, which I try very hard to ignore, because what matters to me is what the voters here in Michigan are telling us. And it does indeed feel good on the ground here. And, you know, as we talk about unpopular candidates, the one time I think that Harry Enten told us the one unpopular candidate won was 2016. So we all have to remember who Donald Trump is and how his lack of popularity has not stopped him from becoming president of the United States before. So we can't rest on any of these noises that are being made by pundits and politicians and other folks who are analyzing the numbers. All we need to do is work. Yeah. Just get out there, get everybody you know, even strangers you don't know, and make sure they get out and vote for Kamala Harris.
Well, yeah, and also because I think these two last headlines are connected. Republicans blasted for strategically using suspect polls to boost Trump, and Stop the Steal movement has reemerged in force ahead of the 2024 election. You know what? I guess I'd rather be us than them. Like, good, delude yourselves then with polls that are deliberately skewed toward Donald Trump, right? It is setting up the they've stolen it scenario, but it's also lulling them, I guess, and Donald Trump into thinking they're winning.
I hope so. It's an interesting strategy. It is really all about fomenting dissent, making people distrustful of the truth, distrustful of the reality of the votes when they come in. They want to be able to point back to these polls and say, look, we were winning, and then they stole this election, which we know we are not. We don't steal elections. I don't even know how to steal an election. These elections are so secure, I don't even know where I would start. But it's not what we do. What we do is we work hard and we win. And what happens is that our folks show up and vote, and then we count those votes. It's as simple as that, folks. It's not any more complicated than that, no matter how hard the Republicans want to turn it into something nefarious.
Yeah.
It's not.
I hate the Electoral College, but what's it like to live in a state that matters?
All states
matter. It's all about you. It's all about you, Michigan.
All the states matter. Absolutely all the states matter. Yes. It's why Kamala Harris does things like stand in front of the White House and speak to the entire nation,
right. Yeah.
And not just to those of us in these states. But I will tell you this. As people come into Michigan to volunteer, if they stay overnight and watch television, they're like, oh, my God, yeah. I cannot believe how you all are inundated with all of yeah. these ads. I don't get this back home.
Yeah.
It is,
at least,
it's how we live.
At least they leave us alone because we don't matter. Lavora, thanks so much. Lavora Barnes, chair of the Michigan Democratic Party.
Yep.
Keep on doing the Lord's work out there. Thanks so much.
Thank you so much.
My dog thanks you as well. Okay. All right, good. 20 minutes. That was for democracy. Bark yeah. twice for democracy.
Yes.
20 minutes after the hour. This portion of the show brought to you by Credo Mobile.
Credo!
You know, that's why Bonnie and Clyde are excited. They know that Jody has a new phone.
Oh,
from Credo.
Yes.
Yeah.
Have you turned it on yet?
No, I'm waiting until after this weekend.
Okay.
You not only get the nation's number one progressive phone company, you get a great deals on new phones. Right?
Yeah.
The nation's largest, most reliable network. You get great customer service. And they give to all kinds of fantastic progressive nonprofits. They've donated over $95 million over the years. They share your values. When you join Credo Mobile, you get to make a difference, little teeny tiny you.
Teeny tiny.
You're in a state that matters when you get Credo Mobile.
Yeah.
You matter. Okay, switching is so easy. Bring your current phone, bring your current number, and go to credomobile.com. For Stephanie Miller Show listeners, you get 25% off your service for 2 years if you use the code STEPH25 at credomobile.com.
Holy cow, you just blew my mind.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Well, you've heard me talk about Chuck Norris. There's this video online of him hitting pads. He looks great. He's in his 80s, still kicking butt, working out, staying active. Feels like he's really in his 50s. What's even more shocking is he's stronger, can work out longer, and has plenty of energy left over that helps keep him sharp and focused. You might be wondering how he's able to do all this. Well, he made simple change. Chuck uses Morning Kick, a refreshing drink designed to nourish your body, support gut health, boost energy, and feel youthful. I love it. Morning Kick combines 10 supplements in one. When it comes to health, this has been a game changer for me. If you want to feel better, gain energy, and enhance your overall well-being, go to roundhouseprovisions.com and type in the code Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511. You get 40% off, and they have a 90-day satisfaction guarantee. Text Stephanie to 511-511. Text fees may apply, or go to roundhouseprovisions.com and type in Stephanie one more time. That is roundhouseprovisions.com. Promo code Stephanie. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. Roundhouseprovisions.com.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-540-2100. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-540-2100. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-540-2100.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Tons of glass artists share the same passion for eye-catching art as Ignite Glass and Gifts, so we're showcasing their work alongside our talented local artists and our in-house Ignite artists. The latest techniques, the hottest colors, and mind-blowing designs are here for you to enjoy. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts. Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road, plus IgniteGlassandGifts.com. Do your eyes a favor and see this stuff.
It was the most embarrassing moment of the Senate debate. Eric Hovde didn't know what was in the farm bill.
I'm not an expert on the farm bill.
Really? 1 out of 9 Wisconsinites work in agriculture. But billionaire California banker Eric Hovde couldn't be bothered to learn about the farm bill. Hovde even said, quote, "Why in God's green earth would I know all the details in the farm bill?" The Wisconsin Farm Bureau has endorsed Tammy Baldwin. She's the first statewide Democrat they've endorsed in over 20 years. The Farm Bureau says Tammy Baldwin has been, quote, a steadfast advocate for Wisconsin agriculture. They cite her work creating the Dairy Business Innovation Act, which is helping farmers across Wisconsin expand and hire new workers. It's a clear choice. Billionaire California banker Eric Hubde, who doesn't give a damn about farmers, or Tammy Baldwin, who's working hard for us.
I'm Tammy Baldwin, running for Senate, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Tammy Baldwin for Senate.
What makes Wisconsin great?
Find out as Todd Albaugh and friends tour the state by bus, and they're coming to a city near you.
If people want to come out and say hi, first drink is on us, whether it's alcohol or not, and then some cheese curds, and we're going to be doing that all week long.
La Crosse to Eau Claire, Stevens Point to Appleton. Learn more and where to join them at civicmedia.us/whatmakeswisconsingreat.
The Todd Albaugh Show, a tour of, by, and for the people, all week, noon to 2.
The Ad Council and its pre-diabetes awareness partners.
Stephanie Miller.
Even when I'm crying crazy, yeah, I got boy problems, that's the human in me. Bling, bling, then I solve them, that's the goddess in
you
me.
You put a head of bad touch,
yeah.
Help you with your career, just a little.
Oh, all right, Glenn Kirshner coming up. We are all a titter about tomorrow night's L.A. Sexy Liberal.
Oh, yeah.
With Mark Hamill and Glenn Kirshner and...
Adam Schiff.
We've been talking to, he's been, by the way, all over the place working for other candidates as well. And I was saying, I'm sure that he and Glenn are going to have a great conversation about Trump's criminality and what's going to happen next. So I think this is a good news story that I was mentioning.
We'll also talk about his pencil neck.
Right.
And watermelon head.
Giant
and
head.
How he balances his.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, we've asked him that previously. He has a very good sense of humor.
He does.
About Trump insults. According to the New York Times, a combination of polling from sketchy organizations along with reports of overseas betting markets favoring the Republican ticket are being used to keep the spirits up of Trump's supporters. I say this is nothing but good news for us, right? I'm like, good. Trump voters may be being lulled into a false sense of security by social media reports that tout pollsters that divulge their methodology. The report says some argue the real purpose of partisan polls, along with other expectation-setting metrics such as political betting markets, is directed at a different goal entirely, building a narrative of an unstoppable momentum for Mr. Trump. The report says that voters already are skeptical of pollsters due to the much-hyped red wave that never materialized for Republicans. One conservative influencer spread around a highly suspect poll to his social media followers that promised a 74.3% of the national vote win for Trump.
Oh.
Okay. There have been additional...
You keep thinking that little fella.
That's adorable. There have been additional polls conducted by firms with a history of favoring Republicans or pro-Republican rhetoric that have not been designated as partisan by any of the aggregators. As an example, Real Clear Politics, they said, does not filter out low-quality polls, incorporating results from pollsters with a poor track record that other aggregators reject. One of its pages displays a map of the Electoral College with a winner projected for each state, even those that are they currently deem to be toss-ups. The no toss-up maps currently shows Trump winning every single swing state. There. That's adorable. That is adorable. Influential accounts have been sharing screenshots of Real Clear Politics, scarlet-dominated Electoral College map, often paired with images of the Polymarket betting average, which currently shows Trump with a 65% chance of winning. Republicans are clearly strategically putting polling into the information environment to try to create perceptions that Trump is stronger. Their incentive is not necessarily to get the answer right. And it's also, as we all know, to set up the narrative that it was stolen, right?
Yep.
And so this is today's Trump supporter story. A Trump supporter caught on video verbally and physically attacking poll workers who happened to be black ladies who told him he couldn't wear his pro-Trump hat near the polling place. Oh, my God. Mm-hmm. It's electioneering. Anyone knows you can't do it. South Carolina authorities investigating the incident caught on viral video in which a man in a Let's Go Brandon hat. Oh, you spent money on that? That's probably why you're mad. caused a disturbance at an Orangeburg, South Carolina early voting location. Poll worker, you're not going to be able to Trump ban. You, bitch. Wow, that ramped up quickly.
Yeah. It did.
Yeah, I have the rest of the transcript. And then he put his hands on her.
He did.
And he got thrown out. Aye, aye, aye. 29 minutes after the hour, Glenn Kirshner next.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Dane County has its budget for next year. A $925 million plan has been tweaked and approved by the County Board of Supervisors. Overall, dropping revenue and increasing staff costs are starting to put a squeeze on the county, the same way they have in the city of Madison and lots of other municipalities across Wisconsin. Of course, someone new will carry out this budget. On Tuesday, voters will decide whether Melissa Agard or Dana Pelabon should be the next Dane County executive. This weekend, we'll roll the clocks back when daylight saving time ends at 2 a.m. on Sunday. And it can impact your health. Here's Brittany Merlot.
People with seasonal affective disorder suffer with the shorter days and less sunlight of fall and winter. The Journal of Clinical Sleep Medicine says the shift in time change has been associated with increased heart attacks, strokes, abnormal heart rhythms, sleep disruption, mood disturbances, and even suicide. People tend to feel more tired with the less light. A common chemical that regulates that is called serotonin, and that comes from the sun. So it's important to increase your exposure to sunlight during the day, especially in the morning.
And we often hear reminders to change smoke alarm batteries when the time changes. But you probably don't have to do that here in the city of Madison. In fact, you may not need to switch anything out for up to a decade at a time. Matt Hamilton is a fire protection engineer with the Madison Fire Department.
So the city of Madison in 2009 enacted an ordinance that required essentially hardwired smoke detectors or smoke detectors with sealed batteries that last approximately 10 years.
Hamilton says you should still be testing your smoke alarm every month. Just hit the button, see if it makes the sound it's supposed to. Once alarms stop working here in Madison, the entire thing gets replaced, not just a battery. Visit us at our new website, WMDXradio.com. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
It is going to be partly cloudy today with a high in the mid to upper 40s this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy. We'll drop into the low to mid 30s. Tomorrow, sunshine, warmer, mid to upper 50s. And then we have more rain on the way Sunday, Monday into Tuesday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 36.
Football season is back, and Gabriel the Promoter is ready to help you get the party started. Celebrate in style by booking a $100 round-trip party bus shuttle from Madison to Lambeau Field, complete with all-you-can-drink Miller Lite. Tickets to the game are not included. Don't miss out on the ultimate green and gold experience. Book your spot now. Brought to you by Gabriel Promotes and sponsored by Baldwin Street Grill. Call Gabriel the Promoter today, 414-944-1704, while spots are still available.
The John and Gordy Show.
Todd or Billy is on the phone.
It's really important that people take just a few minutes and educate themselves about their ballot. We finally have competitive districts here in Wisconsin, and Republicans always sneak an amendment onto our ballot. So we got to vote up and down the ballot, not leave stuff blank, not leave our voice silent.
Weekday mornings 6 till 8 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app. Pete Schwaba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Madison entertainment critic and CityCast Madison editor Rob Thomas. And it's Friday, which means Terry Barr will be here for Bar Band Friday Night with some most excellent new tunes.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Or visit safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup.
Trump
is a liar.
Yeah.
He has lied every part of his life. He's lied in his private life. He's lied in his public life. And he's certainly lied as president of the United States. He's willing to lie, cheat, and steal to overturn the 2020 election. And we had a front row seat. And thank God we stood up and did the right thing at the right time.
Oh, former lieutenant governor in the of Georgia, right, Jeff Duncan?
Yes.
All right, we not a moment too soon. Thank God, former U.S. Attorney Glenn Kirshner is here.
Get me Glenn Kirshner.
Former 30-year federal prosecutor Glenn Kirshner.
I can listen to him talk all day.
Who has answered the call for his country once again?
Glenn Kirshner.
MSNBC legal analyst Glenn Kirshner.
On the Stephanie Miller Show all day.
Pearson blue-eyed Glenn Kirshner.
We got that Glenn Kirshner now, and I feel okay.
Ah, he is here in L.A. in his Los Angeles shirt for the L.A. Sexy Liberal Show tomorrow night. I told Adam Schiff's staff, I said, I bet Glenn Kirshner and Adam are going to have quite a robust conversation.
Yes.
About Trump's criminality tomorrow night. But, Glenn, here we are. He just called for Liz Cheney to be executed yesterday. I mean, I get that we're close to election. Everyone's like, oh, nothing can happen. Is he not out on bail? Okay, sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, good morning, Stephan. Good morning, everybody. I'm thrilled to be out here on the West Coast. Can't wait to see you all tomorrow evening. And here's the thing. The minute I woke up and I saw that, a bunch of my friends had sent me the email about what he said. The first thing I posted is everybody needs to understand this is an unconditional threat because of the way he worded it. This is different than when he would say, oh, I wonder what would happen if X, Y, and Z. You know, listen, he's already endangered the lives of people like Gretchen Whitmer by his, you know, violence-inducing rhetoric. The Haitian-American community, the FEMA workers who were being hunted by Trump's little militiamen down there. This is an unconditional threat. So here's why the law views this different. He said, and I have it in front of me, let's put her, Liz Cheney, with the rifle standing there with 9 barrels shooting at her, okay? Let's see how she feels about it, you know, when the guns are trained on her face. When he said, let's do this, let us do this, that's a threat. What does that do? It violates the conditions of his pretrial and pre-sentence release. It is also chargeable independently as a new charge, a criminal threat. I fully expect now, and we better see this, a show cause order the minute he loses the election from prosecutors saying, you know, he needs to show cause why he should not be revoked on pretrial release. I think more than ever that is likely to come after the election. It should come right now, Steph.
Does the Secret Service do anything? Merrick Garland, Chris Wray, does anybody do anything? Or do we wait till Liz Cheney gets shot? Like I get that we're numb to this, but
yeah. The paperwork should be filed today by prosecutors in every open case seeking his revocation on release and putting him in pretrial or pre-sentence detention. I would expect in a country that cares one whit about the rule of law and the equal application of the rule of law, I would expect those motions to be filed today.
So, okay. Obviously, in light of the Supreme Court giving him, immunity.
Yeah.
Yeah, we could, I guess it doesn't even have to be on Fifth Avenue that someone could.
Right.
So, Richard Painter, 15 other current and former Republicans signed on to a friend of the court letter to the U.S. Supreme Court asking them to butt out of state election rules. According to them, the Supreme Court would be sidestepping the 10th Amendment if it makes decisions about state laws. I mean, they are just all over the place. States' rights when they want it to be, and then right before, again, unprecedented with Virginia, right? Go ahead and purge the voter rolls a few days before the election, right?
Yeah, the Republicans used to be all about states' rights, and it seems like that is no longer the case. You know, states try to disqualify an insurrectionist, an adjudicated insurrectionist from the presidential ballot, and the Supreme Court says, no, you can't do that, even though the Constitution expressly says you can do that. And then when it comes to a state wanting to purge voters, some of whom should be allowed to vote, somehow that's okay. So yeah, consistency is not the strong suit of this Supreme Court, at least not the radical right wing six justice block of the Supreme Court. But you know what? I still think this wave, this blue wave, is going to crash over everything. And I don't think this election will be stopped even by a dirty Supreme Court.
Well, I mean, that was my next question. You know, you also tweeted Mike Johnson confirms he and Trump have a secret plan to help Trump take power. How concerned should we be? You said, so Speaker Johnson confirmed in the New York Times he and Trump do indeed have a secret plan to help Trump take power. Recall in 2020, Trump had five secret plans to steal the presidency for which he and his criminal associates are being prosecuted. Here they go again. Talk to us about that and the relative amount of distress I should be in.
So I wouldn't be too, well, listen, I think we should all be deeply concerned, but there really were five secret plans back in 2020. There was the pressure campaign on state election officials. That was secret plan number one, and it failed. There was the fake elector plan, secret plan number two, and it failed. There was the pressure campaign on Mike Pence, right? Secret plan number three, and it failed. There was the insurrection, where he ordered the attack on the Capitol to expressly stop the certification, stop the steal, secret plan number. And all of those secret plans were criminal. They failed, and people are indicted for it. And when we see secret plan number six that was announced to us, you know, you don't have to wait until the crimes are committed when it's a conspiracy, when you're conspiring in this secret plan to try to thwart the presidential election again. The FBI should be on top of it. So, you know, how about we wake up and we get to work?
Yeah. Well, yet another story, the Stop the Steal movement. Should Trump come up short? He has an army of MAGA activists who have nonetheless been preparing to undermine the results and try to reinstall him in power. The Stop the Steal movement, CNN reporting, has reemerged in force. Its leaders have created a step-by-step guide to undermine the results if he falls short. They're already doing it.
Yeah.
The plans include challenging results in court, pressuring lawmakers to block election certification, encouraging protests, culminating in January 6th. It's unclear at this time why any of those challenges would work, as you sort of allude to, when they didn't 4 years ago. There are far more security sources and personnel likely to be deployed at the Capitol this time around. One investigator, though, for the January 6th committee said he's worried that even with increased protections in place, the Stop the Steal movement may have some unanticipated tricks up its sleeve. Those looking to overturn the election are way ahead of where they were in 2020. But on the flip side, the pro-democracy defenders are more prepared. How that shakes out is not clear to me. To your point about why everybody needed to be prosecuted for this, right?
Yeah. We are a day late and a dollar short on protecting democracy, and that is why we are in this predicament today. I trust that once we have a former prosecutor in the Oval Office, things will change. Priorities will change because she understands the need to promptly go after folk who are committing crimes to try to end our democracy. Right. So we're about to come into the light. I fully believe that.
Yeah.
Let's not let it happen again. Here's the big difference. This time around, come Election Day and the period between November 5th and January 20th, Joe Biden is in power. He controls the levers of governmental power, of law enforcement power, and of military power. So, you know, go ahead, little militiaman, try your worst. You will be put down.
Yeah.
You will be appropriately and lawfully. But here's the other thing, Steph. The Supreme Court said Donald Trump gets to exercise his core constitutional powers to try to commit all the crimes he wants to end democracy. Joe Biden gets to exercise all of his core constitutional powers to do what? Faithfully execute the laws of our nation and protect democracy against Donald Trump. So let's use those powers that were given by the Supreme Court to protect rather than try to end democracy the way Donald Trump did. I like our odds.
Yeah, no, I hear you. You wrote a great piece, as usual. Trump's promise to fire Jack Smith is a final warning. He said it's hard to hear this without recalling how another Republican president, Richard Nixon, tried the same maneuver as a last-ditch attempt to avoid having to comply with a special prosecutor's subpoena for what turned out to be incriminating audio tapes. Nixon's directive to fire then-special prosecutor Archibald Cox led to the Saturday Night Massacre when Nixon's attorney general and deputy attorney general resigned rather than carry out Nixon's order. So now you're talking about, it's recently been reported that Trump's transition team has none other than Judge Aileen Cannon on the short list to be attorney general. So, and then essentially she's already fired Jack Smith, is your point, right?
Yeah, I would call this evil genius, but I will never use the word genius in connection with mentioning anything about Donald Trump. It is evil, though. because she has basically already fired Jack Smith by saying, yeah, special counsel is not a thing, even though every judge who has ever decided the issue said, actually, special counsel is a thing, is lawful, is constitutional. Even the Supreme Court said that in 1974 in substance.
Kind of so, weird. They had nothing. They had no worry problems about Hunter Biden's special counsel. Okay,
yeah,
go ahead.
Go figure. Go figure. Yeah, inconsistency, again, not their strong suit. But, you know, the good news is, Steph, it's never going to come to that.
Yeah.
Trump is going to lose, and Aileen Cannon will never be our attorney general. And as I say, we're about to come in to the light. I like our odds, and I like the way the early voting is playing out, at least according to the reporting. Women going to the polls in record numbers. How about the dang men go to the polls in record numbers to support the women? You know, their wives and their daughters and their nieces. Let's do it. Come on, let's all get out there.
And by the way, you tweeted poll: majority of Americans believe Trump's criminal cases should proceed to trial regardless of election's result because hashtag
justice matters.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, how'd you guess? Yes. But, you know, it's just this first. Okay. So this, again, not a shock. Elon Musk did not attend a court hearing involving his $1 million daily giveaway to registered voters. He's in risk of being held in contempt of court. Philadelphia's top prosecutor accused him of conducting an illegal lottery. And I love this. Musk, the world's richest person, could face a fine. I mean, we've just created this Trump precedent that if you're rich, there are no rules apply to you. You don't have to show up at court. And so, yeah, ouch, a fine's going to hurt him, right?
Yeah, and I sure wish that we didn't leave it to a district attorney for Philadelphia to try to take on Musk for his misconduct, his election interference. It would be nice if the federal Department of Justice got after him and didn't just write him a letter and shake their finger. Here's the thing. If the attorney general believed that he was doing something wrong enough to warrant a letter and a good finger wag, well, then it looks like the Department of Justice ought to take the next step and actually go after this mope and hold him accountable for what he's doing. Don't leave it to a district attorney for the city of Philadelphia.
Yeah. Yep, agreed. And speaking of, you said Judge Aileen Cannon just can't quit Trump, refuses to step up Trump-related case of Ryan Routh. I mean, this is getting to be so. This other case, Trump just filed a bizarre $10 billion lawsuit against CBS and took care to file it with a controversial far-right judge that he appointed. It argues that the interview with Harris was something, editing, deceitful, something. Of course, CBS called the lawsuit completely without merit. It's like,
yeah, and can I echo the words of the federal judge who went after Ron DeSantis for his attempts to violate free speech rights down in Florida to try to stop women from voting for Amendment 4, which would protect in the Florida Constitution reproductive health rights. That federal judge said to Ron DeSantis and his flunkies in the Florida government, "It's the First Amendment, stupid." That's a quote from the federal judge. That is what I would say to Donald Trump in connection with this harebrained suit against CBS. It's the First Amendment, stupid.
You know, since Liz Cheney's back in the news, I'd saved this story for you because I just thought this whole, you know, in the Mike Johnson secret plot, yada, yada. Mm-hmm. Mike Johnson recently said he and Cheney have agreed to disagree over whether Trump is a threat to democracy. Liz Cheney said, no. I mean, there's no agreeing to disagree on the overthrow of the United States government and insurrection. And she recently said, I do not have faith Mike Johnson will fulfill his constitutional obligation. Period.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, we don't agree to disagree that gravity is a thing, right? And we don't agree to disagree on whether Trump, Johnson, and all of these Republican flunkies are a threat to not just the health of our democracy, but the viability of our democracy. That is where we are. But I'm going to keep saying it. I like our odds. We're about to come into the light. I fully believe that. And let them do their nefarious worst. What I hope is that there are no pockets of violence that erupt, even though you notice Trump has taken to wearing the Proud Boys colors recently.
Yes.
Well, there's a subtle message about what he is inspiring the minute he loses the election. Again, come on, folks. Let's get this mope into pretrial detention where he belongs. Come on, sport. Thank you. It's time.
Yeah, not an accident he did the rally where Hitler did. Not an accident he launched his campaign at Waco. Not an accident he did his rally where the, you know, Tulsa race massacre was. I mean,
these aren't dog whistles. They're referee whistles.
Exactly. Yeah. Since you're in our hometown of L.A., real quick, I got to get your take on the Menendez brothers. So Eric and Lyle said the lawyers for them Wednesday said they have three routes to freedom. Mark Garagos, who I used to hang out with all the time in the O.J. days.
I remember
back
that.
In the day.
Yeah.
We used to be CNN buddies.
Uh-huh.
He said, so they're going to ask for their murder convictions to be changed to manslaughter. What do you think is going to happen? And our district attorney, I guess, has said
That's
he would.
Yeah.
So what is your take on this whole?
Yeah, so here's my concern. You know, wrongful convictions are a sin that we need to eradicate. Mm-hmm. But I do fear that defendants with wealth, power, influence, and connections manage to win some relief in their cases, yes, to which they may not be entitled. I'm not immersed in the facts of the Menendez brothers case, but, you know, I don't want to see folks win relief in their cases that is not warranted by the facts, by the evidence, but just happens to be available to them because they are products of privilege.
Yeah.
Because I think that does a disservice to people who have been wrongfully convicted and who need to be actually exonerated because the system failed them.
If it were up to Donald Trump, the Central Park Five would have been executed. Mm-hmm. So, you know.
Right. And also Gascon is up for re-election and he's about 30 points behind.
Yeah.
So he may have been doing this for some publicity.
I hope
people will get out in the 41st congressional district in Florida down in Palm Springs for Will Rollins over Ken Calvert. I just interviewed Will, and I think he is a big part about why we're going to flip the House.
Yes. A final point. Both Lyle and Eric and Menendez are married, and I am not. However, that might change tomorrow night. Maybe she's there. Maybe. Glenn Kirshner's beautiful wife is coming. Doesn't she have a gay friend, sister, someone that looks just like her?
Oh, God.
Can't wait to see you. Can't wait to see y'all.
Thank you for ignoring that, Glenn.
Yes, thank you. Very
beautiful picture of you and your beautiful wife. We love you, Glenn. We'll see you tomorrow night at LA's Sexy Liberal.
See you tomorrow.
All right, 51 minutes after the hour. This portion of the show brought to you by Dr. Mo.
Your dog. Mary Bonnie.
Huh?
Mary Bonnie.
Well, since we're pretty close in some states. I have an upper lip injury from kissing her so hard. I kissed her on the top of her head so I don't have to eat it like a melon ball. Okay, listen, I love my dogs. I don't care who knows it. I explained our whole sardine can sleeping arrangements last night.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
They sleep like tumas. They're tumas. But I love them, love them, love them. So when I've learned more and more about dog food, I used to feed a dog food I thought was like a super high quality one. You know what the first ingredient is? Meat meal. That's not meat. It's like it could be anything. Supermarket scraps.
Packing peanuts.
It's cooked on high heat. That means, no. Cooked on high heat, there could be dangerous byproducts that could really harm them. That could be carcinogens. I mean, this is raw, freeze-dried, real meat. And superfoods like kale and sweet potatoes and all bunch of antioxidant-rich fruits and vegetables. Dogs go crazy for the flavor, and they all the nutrients are packed in, which means that it's not shelf stable for you, pantry safe, not messy, not gloppy. I'm anti-glop.
Glop.
Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend right now and get a free bag of Cod Crispies.
I have to say it quietly until it's actually time for Cod Crispies.
DrMartyPets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Text fees may apply.
And we'll be right back.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-540-2100. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-540-2100. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-540-2100.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Well, with the holidays approaching, I have found the perfect gift to make your loved ones feel special. Cozy Earth! This year, I'm wrapping my family in ultimate comfort. Here's why you should, too. A peaceful night starts with the right sheets. Cozy Earth's bamboo sheet set is the ultimate gift, offering everyday luxury everyone will love. It's the gift of unparalleled comfort, making every night a serene escape. For holiday pajamas, Cozy Earth's women's bamboo pajama set and men's pajamas are must-haves. They're stylish, super soft, perfect for cozy mornings or lazy evenings by the fire. What sets Cozy Earth apart? Their temperature-regulating fabrics keep you cool and cozy. Plus, they offer a 10-year warranty, so these gifts will last for many holidays to come. Wrap the ones you love in luxury with Cozy Earth. Head on over to CozyEarth.com/Stephanie. Use my code Stephanie for up to 40% off. That's right, up to 40% off. How amazing is that? Just go to CozyEarth.com/Stephanie. If you get a post-purchase survey, say you heard about Cozy Earth from Stephanie Miller.
This is an important announcement for Wisconsinites who plan to vote in the November 2024 election. Leading nonpartisan economists have analyzed the economic plans of Donald Trump and concluded that he would cause inflation to rise and the economy to slow. And 16 Nobel Prize-winning economists wrote a letter warning that Donald Trump would reignite inflation with his fiscally irresponsible budgets. Donald Trump's tariff plan would act as a national sales tax, costing the average family as much as $4,000 per year. But Vice President Kamala Harris's plan would help middle-class families deal with rising costs. In her first 100 days, Kamala Harris would pass a ban on price gouging at the grocery store. And as vice president, she worked to cap the cost of many prescription drugs, including insulin, saving many families thousands of dollars per year. On the economy, the choice is clear. Vote Kamala Harris for president. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Action. www.abwt-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Wisconsin has many state symbols, but did you know there's an official ballad?
Oh, Wisconsin, land of my dreams.
Oh, Wisconsin, land of my dreams, composed by Sherry Sarazin.
I don't think it was an hour, and I had the music matched up.
With long-ago help from her grandmother.
She wrote a poem in the late 1920s about where she lived in Wisconsin.
And it's now the state ballad. So are these also official Wisconsin symbols? The Kringle, Wood Violet, American Water Spaniel? The answer coming up. The official process can take years and includes advocating the legislature to make it law. Now, along with the official ballad, are the Kringle, Wood Violet, and American Water Spaniel also state symbols? Yes, each is a celebration of the state and a slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
This portion of the Stephanie Miller Show brought to you by Freedom From Religion.
Oh, yeah.
Right? We don't just have freedom of, we have freedom from. Almost a third of Americans have no religion. 34% of Gen Z religiously unaffiliated. 2024 is not just another election. This one is poisoning all your rights, your freedoms, your future, all on the line. Policies affecting your health, your privacy, your ability to live life on your terms. Only everything, for God's sakes.
Sorry. All of it.
I'm getting a little heated. All decided by who we elect.
Well, it's 5 days before the election, so yeah, you're allowed to get heated.
All decided by who we elect. That's why it's critical to vote like your rights depend on it, because they do. Join the Freedom From Religion Foundation, dedicated to the rights of free thinkers, protecting the constitutional principle of church and state. Separate, sit, stay, you there, sit. Go to ffrf.org/vote or text the word liberal to 511-511. Get a free issue of FFRF's newspaper, Free Thought Today, or text liberal to 511-511. Your vote is your power. The Freedom From Religion Foundation. Text liberal to 511-511 or go right to ffrf.org/vote. Text fees may apply. 58 minutes after the hour.
Oh.
This is Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time as we'll be live from Fox City Stadium, the home of the Timber Rattlers, a Tracy Olson of the Lincoln Project, your calls and more. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
At Burlow Mattress, Black Friday is going on all month long. Get a free adjustable base upgrade with a mattress set purchase. Every mattress we make is factory direct and custom made locally just for you, which means we're passing on hundreds, even thousands of dollars in savings to you all month long. Plus, your Burlow mattress is backed by our lifetime comfort guarantee. You won't find a better Black Friday deal or a higher quality mattress anywhere else for less. A lot less. American made, locally crafted. Burlow.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.